poll, plurality say Fauci has not told the truth about U.S. funding gain-of-function research. By Hannah Blow on June 8, 2021. A plurality of voters does not believe Dr. Anthony Fauci has told the truth about the U.S. and its purported role in funding gain-of-function research, a Rasmussen Report survey released Tuesday found. The survey asked respondents, do you believe Dr. Anthony Fauci has told the truth about U.S. government funding for gain-of-function virus research? A plurality, 46%, said no, 40% said yes, and 15% said they remain unsure. A majority of Republicans, 66%, say Fauci has not told the truth, compared to 23% of Democrats and 51% of independents who say the same. A majority of Democrats, 63%, believe Fauci has been forthcoming, compared to 22% of Republicans and 29% of independents. Voters, however, remain divided on whether the U.S. should be funding gain-of-function research. Over one-third, 35%, said they are not sure if the U.S. government should be funding such research, while 34% said the government should be and 31% said it should not. Notably, 52% of Democrats believe the U.S. government should be funding gain-of-function research, compared to 24% of Republicans and 24% of independents. The survey, taken June 6 to 7 among 1,000 likely U.S. voters, has a margin of error of +/-3%. One of Fauci's emails shows the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases chief in an email exchange about experiments performed before the gain-of-function pause at the start of the pandemic. The paper you sent me says the experiments were performed before the gain-of-function pause but have since been reviewed and approved by NIH. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. NIAID, Principal Deputy Director Joaquin Kloss wrote to Fauci. Not sure what that means since Emily is sure that no coronavirus work has gone through the P3 framework. She will try to determine if we have any distant ties to this work abroad, he continued. It is essential that we speak this AM. Keep your cell phone on, Fauci wrote. I have a conference call at 7:45 AM with a czar. It likely will be over at 8:45 a.m. Read this paper as well as the email that I will forward to you now. You will have tasks today that must be done. Fauci has since admitted the National Institutes of Health, NIH, funded the Wuhan lab but has denied gain-of-function support. But Senator Rand Paul, RKY, has continued to blast the White House chief medical advisor, as there was gain-of-function research occurring with Dr. Shi Zhengli at the Wuhan Institute. You know, there's been no more prominent scientist in favor of gain-of-function research than Dr. Fauci, Paul said during a Friday appearance on Hannity. He still hasn't backed off of that position. He continued. But even after all of this evidence points towards the Wuhan lab, this last week in committee, Dr. Fauci said that he still trusts the Chinese scientists. And the thing is, that's a very naive notion. That's how we got here. But there are worse viruses. This is a bad one. This has about a 1% mortality. 3.5 million people have died, but they've been experimenting with some viruses that have 15% mortality. That would mean 50 million deaths right now. So, this kind of research needs not to be funded by the U.S. taxpayer. And so I had an amendment this week that passed actually unanimously saying no more funds for this Wuhan lab, Paul added. So, we'll see what Dr. Fauci has to say, but he doesn't really have the judgment to be in the position he's in.